Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is Monday again, and a beautiful sunny day in the Bay Area. Much too nice to work, but by now everybody knows I'm stuck here slaving away over a hot microphone while all the rest of you are out enjoying beautiful weather. But, you know, it goes with territory. It is what it is. I do sincerely thank you for joining me today, and I want to cover a lot of different things. It is an interactive talk show, which means that our phone lines are open for anybody to call in. And you can talk to me. All I ask is you stay on the subject that I'm discussing. And if you'd like to join a conversation, you can call me at 541-267-2124. Or if you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call toll-free at 800-507-5569. That being said, I don't know about you folks, but I'm just a bit irritated. You know, the voters turned down the Coos Bay school bond for a number of reasons. It lost by 32 votes. And, you know, that in itself should tell everybody how important it is for you to vote, because just a handful of votes can make a difference. But the thing that has me irritated right now, The voters have spoken, and now the Coos Bay School Board is going to come back with another bond measure. And from what I understand, they shaved off a whopping $6 million, so they're only going to be asking for about $60 million instead of the $66 million they wanted before. But, you know, when do we get to the point where public officials start listening to the people? Maybe I'm wrong, and somebody call in and correct me if I am, but I thought that in our form of government that it was the voters that made the decisions. You know, we're supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people, and yet whenever any of these entities, and I don't care what they are, whether it's a state or school boards or the multitude of other entities out there standing in line with their hand out for your money, whenever they don't get what they want, instead of doing the honorable thing and saying, okay, well, you know, we tried this, the voters don't want it, we're going to move on, they keep coming back and coming back and coming back.
They almost act like commissioned salesmen on a car lot. You know?
Yeah, it seems like it. And, you know, at some point, we need to get to a point where we the people make these. And remember, these people work for us. We don't work for them. Anybody that's getting a paycheck out of the public pocket is your employee. And we need to start treating them as such. You know, put yourself in a position of an employer, which you are, by the way. Every single one of you listening to my voice today is an employer. You employ a multitude of city, county, state, and federal employees. Their pay comes out of your pocket. You are the employer. And when are we going to get to the point where the employers say, okay, we're tired of our employees ignoring the instructions we give them and going ahead and doing whatever they want anyway? You know, when does this come to a stop? And, you know, I know it's a rhetorical question. I know there's no real good answer, but probably the best answer I can come up with is it will stop when the people, by overwhelming margins, slam down their nonsense and tell them, okay, this is enough, no more. And whenever they come back the second time, you know, and they want a second bite of the apple, you defeat them even worse than the first time before. And I'll tell you in advance right now, folks, this bond measure is horrible. There's no doubt that the city, the school board needs the money. There's no doubt about that. But anytime you go for money, if you go to the bank for a loan, the bank says, okay, we'll give you the money with this, this, and this stipulation. It always has strings attached. But it seems like government entities don't want to have any of those strings, and they don't care what the voters think. All they care about is your money. They don't care about you. They obviously don't really care about the kids. You know, every time it's something for education, oh, it's for the children. Well, how in the hell can it be for the children when they're turning out functional illiterates that cannot go out and get a real job and can't compete in the world marketplace? So how is it for the children that they're spending all this money and the children still can't function in society?
If they were truly doing it for the children, they would actually recommend that all parents take their kids out of school and homeschool if they were doing it for the children.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and you know, this is kind of a lead-in, I guess, for some of the things I want to talk about today. I want to kind of hit the high points on some of the nonsense that passed through the legislature. The legislature adjourned Friday. It left in its wake a whole slew of new taxes and more infringement on our constitutional rights. I think Mark Twain said it well. He said, when the Congress is in session, hang on to your wallet.
I think I like the apocalypse now. The horror. The horror. That was more appropriate.
Yes. Well, and the other thing that Mark Twain said is American has no distinct criminal class, save, of course, the Congress.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, and you can expand that down to state legislatures, county commissioners, and city councils. We're pretty fortunate in this area in that our city councils are more or less responsive to the people. Some days less than more, but that is what it is. But it just irks me to death that they keep coming for money for this, that, and the other thing. And when the people that are going to have to pay that money say, no, we don't want to give you any more money for whatever reason, they won't take no for an answer. And again, it comes back just who in the hell do they think they work for?
I've got a question, Jim.
Okay.
Is it the 26 years? They're going to go for the 26-year bond, or do they shorten that length of time?
I haven't had a chance to go through their entire proposal yet. I know they made some changes. I don't know exactly what we've got some breathing room because that isn't going to be on the ballot until, I guess, November. And we've got a little breathing space, which will give me time to go through it line by line and find out exactly what's what. But right now, the only thing I know for sure is they didn't pay attention to the voters.
Right.
And they're going to come back and want more money. And, nothing's changed. It's still a horrible deal as far as they turn out a crappy product. They're always whining for money. And to date, they still have not explained what happened to the money that was earmarked for maintenance and upgrades for the last 25 years.
Right.
So that this would be unnecessary. But they haven't given us an answer on that.
And I'm supposing that this money is going to go towards new schools that are the same brick and mortar type schools that they've been doing. And once again, they're building buildings that are going to last 70 years, but the art of teaching is going to change within the next 20 years. So they may not even need those buildings.
Well, you know, we're already seeing the changes. We've got charter schools. We've got online schools now. And I did a bit of research, nothing in depth. So don't hold me to this because I just kind of skimmed it, but I got online to a couple of these online schools, And I just wanted to see, I wanted to get an idea of what it was they were teaching. Now, a lot of these...
This is grade school, right? This isn't college.
Yeah, this is 1 through 12.
Okay.
Okay? I had a little difficulty with some of the sites actually getting access to the stuff they're teaching, but there were a couple of them where I was able to get enough insight to determine, hey, you know, maybe they're actually teaching history here. Maybe they're actually teaching civics. Maybe they're actually teaching economics 101. And that's all stuff that's not being taught in the public schools. The public schools teach for the testing so that they can look good. You know, the kids may not know how to pour pee out of a boot, but it makes the teachers look good, and that's all they really give a rat's behind about.
And you know, Jim, Art Robinson, his children developed a great curriculum for children, and that
they
is,
did.
You know, and it, there are people out there. You just go to the Art Robinson website, and they have a whole curriculum there where they actually have you read the original documents, founding documents from the country.
Oh my God!
And, yeah, can you imagine that source teaching?
But see, they can't do that in the public schools because first you got to teach the kids how to read. And believe me, folks. Now, I know your little Johnny is an exception. He comes home from school every day, and he's just oh so smart, and he's been so enlightened. But you look at the numbers as a whole. You know, Oregon has one of the lowest graduation rates in the entire country, and we spend more money than most, I think all but, I think there's only, what, 9 states that spend more money on education than we do.
Actually, we were 13, weren't we?
We were, but we keep coming.
We keep coming. Well, you know, you got to succeed somewhere.
Well, the legislature, which adjourned Friday, just voted $11 million more,
right,
for education. So we're going to get it ripped out of our pockets by the state. Another $11 million on top of. But that, I think that brings us up to somewhere around $540 million a year the state spends on education.
And yet that's, we come in last in every category.
Yeah, and that's coming out of our pocket. And then these boneheads at the Coos Bay School District want to get even deeper in your pocket. Does this make any sense to anybody? You know, if I'm wrong, somebody call in and explain to me where I'm wrong. Because all I'm doing is applying simple logic the same way you apply it in your daily life, you know, in your household. You know, all of us would like to live in a 10,000-square-foot mansion and have servants and two or three limos with drivers on call to take us anywhere we want to go. I don't think you can find a person out there that wouldn't like that.
Well, you can do it. You just got to move real fast before the creditor catches you.
Yeah. You know, we all want the nicer things, but most of us as adults understand that, you know, you can want, but you can still only have what you can afford. And unfortunately, the politicians in this state, and every other state as well, we're not unique, the politicians and the public employee unions, see, these are the big culprit. The public employee unions go out, they fleece their members out of their dues, and then they take that money and they buy themselves politicians. And those politicians, of course, are going to vote for where the money comes from. So they're ripping off the people, and the politicians that they've bought are basically they should be considered as accessories after the fact.
Well, in a brothel, you know what we'd consider them.
Yeah. But, you know, think about this, folks. I know it's a little while till November, too. You got to vote on it. And I'm going to have more information as we get closer to the time. But does it make sense to you that when the voters say no, they keep coming back and coming back and coming back? And I guess one of the things that offends me, too, is the whining that's associated with is, oh my God, our poor children, you know, they don't have a safe place to learn. Well, They don't have a safe place, but as far as the learning's concerned, hell, they haven't been doing that anyway.
Right. They're not getting the job done whatsoever now, so giving them more money. Yeah,
put them in tents for all their learning.
You know, and you were just talking about how they keep coming back and asking us for more. I'd like to pass an initiative that any district in the county who asks a question cannot ask that question for another 5 years.
Yes. That would slow it down. Well, that ought to be a state law.
That should be a state law. Once you ask it, you got to wait 5 more years before you ask it again.
Yep. Yep. I noticed we're way past due on a break, so we got to pay the bills here. If you'd like to join the conversation, I want to know what you folks think. Are you offended by the fact that you said no and they want to come back? And you don't necessarily have to live in Coos Bay or have been a voter on that bond issue, because we see it on a multitude of different things anyway. Every time the politicians want something and the people doesn't give it to them, they just keep coming back and coming back and coming back and wearing us down and wearing us down, to the point I think a lot of people say, okay, fine, we'll do it, just get off our back. I want to know what you think about that. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
Always the right time.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto. I was wondering how your tires are holding up on the wet, slick roads out there. If you are ready for a new set of tires, stop by Far West Tire and Auto, where you can get up to $140 back in rebates when you purchase 4 select Goodyear tires. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumion's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
RV buyers, this is the big one. Bring the family to Gibbs RV Summer Jubilee now. Right now, huge discounts on RVs, truck campers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, toy haulers, and trailers. With prices this good, you'll soon be on the road camping, tearing it up at the dunes, and staying dry come hunting season. RV owners, leave it all behind and just get away. Isn't it your turn? Purchase and service your new RV in Coos Bay and shop local at the largest RV dealer on the Oregon coast, Gibbs RV Superstore. The Summer Jubilee sale is on now. For all your RV needs on Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay and online at GibbsRVSuperstore.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to discuss a few of the worst things that Salem has inflicted on us in this legislative session. You know, the Oregon Democrats are really concerned that their abuse of power in the Oregon legislature could be limited by Oregon voters in next November. So they passed a controversial series of health care and hospital taxes this session that's expected to raise $550 million to try to balance out the budget. And by the way, our own representative, Caddy McEwen, voted for this nonsense. And there's no doubt the money was needed, mostly because the Democrat leadership, remember, Democrats control the Oregon House, they control the Oregon Senate. We've got a Democrat attorney general, and we got a Democrat governor. They have all failed to land more sustainable revenue to rein in future Medicaid and PERS costs. These are the two largest budget items in the Oregon budget. Medicaid, which is an offshoot of Obamacare, and PERS, the Public Employees Retirement System. You know, and there's something wrong with PERS when a public employee can retire at 120% of their salary for when they were working, there's something seriously wrong. And don't forget, they get an automatic increase of 8% every year, regardless of what the economy's doing.
Now, who else does that? Anyone else gets a guaranteed 8%? I mean, really?
Nobody. Nobody. It doesn't happen in the real world. Right. Only in Oregon's fantasy land. And, you know, But they passed this nonsense bill, or actually it's a series of bills. It's a series of taxes to try to backfill this legislative hole. And they absolutely refused to address the two biggest budget items in the budget. And if we don't do something about this, you know, we're going to end up going the way of Chicago and Detroit and Atlanta and Venezuela. You can't spend more than you take in. And yet, you know, everybody that manages their own lives successfully understands that, but apparently the crooks in Salem don't. But fortunately, we've got three Republicans in the legislature that have already begun the process to refer parts of these health care taxes to the ballot for vote, so the voters, the people that are paying the bill, will actually have a say. And, of course, they're being roundly vilified by the Democrats and the media because it's a risk that the Democrats can't afford. And a bill passed last Thursday, the day before they closed down the legislature, shows how the extent they're willing to go to protect their new revenue at all costs, even hijacking the referendum process that's at the core of Oregon's identity. That's what makes Oregon unique in the country, is we have a referendum process where the voters actually get to choose what they're going to vote on.
And the irony of that is the reason we're a referendum initiative state is because the progressives came out here, at the turn of the last century, and were able to create a constitution that allowed the people to have a say in our laws.
Before I get into this, it's Senate Bill 229. And I want to go through this in a little bit of detail so everybody will know exactly what this bunch of crooks in Salem are trying to accomplish here. But I got to take another break. So, and this is one where I give stuff away. I know everybody hates that. You know, nobody will call in to talk about issues, but everybody calls in for the freebies. Isn't there something wrong with this picture? Anyway, I've got some stuff. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend, and Walmart, and one in Reedsport. And they wanted to do something for my listeners. And, of course, they wanted to promote the restaurants. You can't blame them for that. They're a business. And so what they've elected to do is they've authorized me to give away some freebies. I like giving away freebies. I have a card here for one free dessert of your choice. I have a card for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice. I have another one for one free sandwich of any kind of your choice. And one for a free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. And as well as, I've got a flyer that the local McDonald's put out. It's introducing their signature crafted sandwiches. And they've got things like sweet barbecue bacon, maple bacon Dijon, pico guacamole, and then a deluxe chicken sandwich. And on the back of that promotional flyer are a bunch of coupons. Let's see, there's 8 coupons here. 10 coupons. I can't count. Well, I ran out of fingers and toes. Bill corrected me. 10 coupons, and basically they're buy one, get one free. I'm going to give all these away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, and caller number 3 gets all of these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And I'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. With the cold winter months here, it is time to have your cooling system serviced. Many people think their antifreeze only keeps their car's engine from freezing. In reality, the engine coolant does much more than protect your engine against the cold. It also protects against heat and corrosion. A quick way to destroy your engine is to run it too hot. Aluminum components can warp as a result of excessive heat. Good coolant improves the cooling system efficiency. It also keeps the cooling system from rusting, which can cause severe problems over time.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive today. They'll clean, flush, and put new antifreeze in your cooling system to make sure your car is in tip-top shape for winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-791-3232 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-791-3232. That's 800-791-3232. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-238-9393. That's 1-800-238-9393. 1-800-238-9393. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-4747.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-4747. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-885-4747. 800-885-4747.
Hey, have you heard about McDonald's new signature crafted recipes? You choose the meat, beef, crispy buttermilk chicken, or grilled chicken. You choose the bun, artisan roll, or sesame seed bun. And you choose the recipe of your choice, including pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, or maple bacon Dijon. New taste sensations crafted just for you. Only at your locally owned McDonald's restaurants in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to get into the Senate Bill 229. This is something that the Salem Democrats came up with because they are scared to death. You know, there's three Republicans that are going to put portions of these medical taxes to a vote of the people, which is what they should do. You know, it's your money that they're trying to spend. And I would think that everybody would be in favor of the people paying the bills having a say in it, right? But no. The Salem Democrats don't think that way. Senate Bill 229 requires that a special election be held in late January instead of the regular November election, as the current law requires. Now, their argument against a November election is that it's too far away and too long to wait to address the financial hole that they created if the tax was put on hold. Remember, they're the ones that created the problem to begin with. And now they've got their shorts all knotted up because they don't want to wait until a year from this November to start spending more of your money. Instead of working harder to reach a compromise, they chose to shift the election. Moving the election to January, their argument goes, allows them to quickly dive back into the budget during the short February session. Of course, this is all predicated upon the assumption that the voters are going to approve their tax increase, which I would say is very iffy at best.
A snowball's chance in hell, I think, comes to mind.
And this is a costly decision. Scheduling a statewide election, in addition to the two already required by law, is going to cost around $3.3 million. That's according to the Secretary of State's office. Now, granted, that's just a drop in the bucket when you compare it to the entire budget. But, you know, you can't ignore it when Democrat lawmakers have regularly complained about lack of money, and yet they're the ones that refuse to address the biggest drain on our economy. But even worse, the bill tosses aside the usual process, and this is the part that every one of you listening should be highly offended about. This bill eliminates the usual process requiring impartial groups to describe the measure on the ballot and in a voter's pamphlet. Instead, SB 229 gives all that power to a committee made up of four Democrats and two Republicans.
Of their choosing.
Of their choosing. Now, typically, the Attorney General writes a ballot measure. A committee is selected by the Secretary of State, and they write a lengthier explanation, and a group of state leaders pens the expected financial impact. Each of the pieces then goes through a review and appeal process, and ultimately, most of those pieces receive a final review by the Oregon Supreme Court for impartiality. This is the way it's always been done. And it has worked pretty well. You know, there's been a few instances where they try to change wording to make a yes into a no and that type of thing. But by and large, the system has worked well. And there's three layers of review. This new bill, SB 229, alters the process. It limits the public input and the Supreme Court's review. And while current law caps the word count for all of these descriptions in the voter's pamphlet and stuff, SB 229 eliminates that word limit.
It eliminates Supreme Court review. Did you just say that?
Yes.
Yes. Basically, they've taken out the third branch of the Oregon government to review whether their law is legal.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Make sure I get it.
And it eliminates the limit on how many words the proponents can use to describe their measure in a voter's pamphlet.
To 20 words? Because it takes you 100 words or more just to describe those things.
Yeah, I don't remember what the statutory limitation is. But basically, they get to write the first entry on the issue in the voter's pamphlet. And then they get to use as many words as they want to support the position, but the limitation still applies on those who oppose the measure.
So
basically, it's an effort to shut up anybody that doesn't agree with them. It's blatantly intended to take away Oregonians' right to vote on referrals in the November 2018 election when the voter turnout is the highest. Instead, these Democrats want to create a costly and impractical special election in January. And according to numbers from the Secretary of State's office, from the Election Division, That will suppress voter turnout by about 14% because
people don't vote in January.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in January. That's going to exclude about 270,000 Oregonians from the political process. And the thing about it is, one of the reasons we're going to get such a lower vote turnout is because it would likely disrupt the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the middle of January, you've got the Christmas, you've got New Year's.
Yeah, you know, we're just getting over the holidays and licking our financial wounds from that.
Oh, yeah, we're paying taxes. Hey, that might not be so bad because we'll be paying taxes. So, you know, we'll be looking at January when we get our tax bill.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, it's just the Democrats trying to do it. And let me ask you, folks, think about this. Are you real excited about getting mailers and robocalls and polling crap and all this stuff during the holidays?
Yeah, in the middle of Christmas, that's what you want, right?
Well, you know that some bonehead, excuse me, some robocall or something,
yeah,
is going to be calling you Christmas Day or
that's
New
it.
Year's Day.
Right, I could see this.
Yeah, this is what they're wanting to inflict on the people. And finally, the Democrat amendments create an untested and slanted process for drafting ballot titles for these measures. A committee of four Democrats and two Republicans would write the ballot titles. And the Supreme Court can still review the titles, but the court is going to be barred from rewriting them, which are currently allowed to do so that they comply with existing law.
Then how are they going to ever figure out whether this is constitutional or not? There's no way.
They can't, and that's the intent. Okay. But this is where we're at. And what this has done, what 229 is going to do, it's going to force the court to refer the ballot title to Oregon's Democrat Attorney General. I'm sure that's going to work out well, too.
And who appoints? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't appoint him, but he does work under the office of who? The governor, I believe?
Well, the Attorney General is actually a standalone position.
Is it a standalone position?
But it's standalone, and the Attorney General is elected by the people. But
right.
We got a Democrat Attorney General. We got a Democrat-controlled legislature. We got a Democrat governor. Golly, do you think the Attorney General is going to point out any flaws in a ballot measure that has gone through this process?
No way.
Ain't going to happen. And in the final rejection of wisdom of Oregon voters, they've also put an emergency clause on it, so it goes into effect immediately. So we the people don't even get the privilege of putting this nonsense on the ballot. They made it an emergency measure and thereby cut the people out of the process. This is what we've got now, folks, and this is what they're trying to inflict on us. And come January, they're going to try to slide these new taxes past us. And let me ask you this. Is there anybody out there that has not gotten sick to death of all the whining and sniveling and crying about the increasing cost of health care?
Right.
You know, we hear that every day. Oh, my God, health care is going up in cost. Obamacare is self-destructing.
That's what happens when you make it free. It becomes very expensive.
Yeah. And we've got to do something. So the standard answer from politicians, of course, well, we can fix it, but we need more of your money. So we're already seeing healthcare costs go through the ceiling. So now they want to add additional taxes to make it even more expensive. How smart is this?
You know, it's funny. I couldn't afford to go to the doctor. Now I can't afford to pay for the insurance, and they're going to put me in jail for it, where if I go to jail, they'll pay for my health care.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, there's an easy way to do that. I think everybody can't get health care. I think you could go out and commit some sort of serious misdemeanor where you get some jail time out of it and then get all your medical problems taken care of. And it's the same thing, folks. It's the same people either way that's going to pay for it. It's you.
And you don't think that happens. I have a jailbird uncle who every time he needs a hernia operation, all of a sudden he commits a crime and lands in jail so he can get a free operation.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, you know, it defies common sense. It does not compute if you apply logic to it. And, of course, you know, that's where I get in trouble with a lot of these people because I think logically. I use common sense. I use fact.
You might as well apply butter to it. You know, you might have a better result. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Anyway, we got to take another break here because we got to pay the bills. And again, if you'd like to join the, how excited are you about paying more taxes for your health care? Do you think health care doesn't cost nearly enough yet and we should pay more taxes to drive the price up? Because that's what the Democrats in Salem are telling you. You know, you're not paying enough for health care, so we're going to help you pay more. That's the bottom line. Anyway, give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable
this.
Than ever
what
before.
Makes you want
qualified
to buy a
technicians
you're at?
Keep them operating
the price,
at peak
style,
efficiency.
Comfort,
Bayshore
the
Auto
color?
Repair,
sure,
North
these
Shore
are
Drive,
the main
Bay,
factors,
have all
but
the
what
proper
about
equipment
the
and training to service and repair
same?
Today's high tech vehicles.
Jim Big Auto
Bayshore
Sales
Auto Repair believes
customer
that
service
care of their
and
customers
the sales staff
is just
does
as important
they can
the care they give your vehicle.
Just as important, if not more.
For an appointment,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your
top running condition.
Jim Big Auto Sales,
Auto Repair, top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We had a little confusion on those ads. We had two of them running at the same time, and Bill's trying to jockey with the computer. I don't know what the problem is. It's well above my pay grade. Anyway.
It was a Jim Vick commercial, so go out to see Jim Vick if you need a
new car.
Yeah,
go over and see Jim Vick. Take all your money. Take your mortgage. Spend more than you can afford. That's a good thing. Well, like Jim says, if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
There you go.
And he will save you money. I was over there last week. He's got some neat stuff on the wall.
Man, I was over there. I just drove by there, and there was some Mercedes sitting over there.
Oh, yeah.
And they had, what was it, a Jaguar sitting over there. And I was like, well, you know, I mean, I'm driving this Sentra. I mean, wouldn't it be kind of cool to go around in a Jaguar?
He's got a Porsche two-seat convertible.
Oh, don't tell my wife.
I should have that. Well, you know, I tried to convince him that I needed to test drive it for 10 years to make sure I liked it when I bought it. He wasn't buying that. I don't know what his problem is, but I want to get back to the taxation, some of the more stupid stuff.
Boy, you just got to ruin this with the dirty money stuff.
I know. It's our money.
It's our money.
Yeah. Now, this is another tax they're inflicting on us. Oregon already pays more in gas taxes than the average state. We're the 19th highest in the country in gas taxes. But that isn't stopping the Democrat politicians from passing a $5.3 billion, billion with a B, multi-tax plan as HB 2017 that's going to hit taxpayers in nearly half a dozen different ways. More terrible is the creation of a new payroll tax that's going to reach right into your wages. They're going to steal the money from you before you even see it.
These are people who are now getting that new minimum wage increase and not working as enough, so now they're going to get a little bit more taken out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and such new taxes on our wages are always a risk of being exploited by politicians. You know, if they get the camel's nose under the tent and get this through, You know that a couple years down the line, oh, well, we need to amend that because we need more of your money. You know, you never get to a point where politicians have enough of our money. And this is just another new and exciting way for it to, you know, now they can come to us down the line and they don't have to enact new legislation. They can just amend what already exists. And that normally goes through the legislature without anybody batting an eye, and it's we the people that get the shaft. I'm going to go to the phone here. We have Lynn from Coos Bay. Lynn, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Jim. I was just going to say, how come it seems like you know, this happens all the time where they keep running. Basically, they run the ad till it finally gets passed.
Right.
Who pays? Who pays for?
You do.
We. You do. You're paying for it.
And we're paying to keep running it and running it. And then we're going to pay for it if it finally gets through anyway.
Oh, you're paying for it anyway. Because where do you think they're coming up with the money for all the publicity?
That's my point. Yeah, that's my point.
I talked to the county clerk.
We pay for it on the front end, and then we pay for it on the back end.
Right. Basically, what they're doing, they're charging us to screw ourselves. That's what it amounts to. And we don't even get kissed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But well, I called the county clerk's office. Oh, go
how
ahead.
Come, why is that legal just to keep running this stuff through us?
Well, it should not be. You know, when the people speak, the politicians should pay attention. But especially in Oregon, the politicians have gotten to the point where they just ignore the will of the people. Well, this whole thing was Senate Bill 229. All that is an attempt by the Democrats in Salem to cut the people out of the process. They don't see these people think that you are too stupid to have a say in how your money's spent.
Yeah, they don't want us to have any say so whatsoever.
Oh no, just turn over all your money to them, and they're so much more enlightened than we are that they will spend it in ways that are good for us whether we like it or not.
And there's never any repercussions. There's nothing that we can do about it. I mean, they don't.
Well, there's one thing we can do, Lynn. We can quit voting for these crooks to keep ripping us off. And the problem is that fully 90% of the people, 90%, don't pay attention to news or politics. They don't even, 90% of the people that cast ballots don't even know what the hell they're voting for most of the time.
And when they do vote, they're only worried about the main positions like commissioner, mayor, the city council. I mean, people don't really look at the school district. And when they do, it's just 2 weeks before the election when they get their ballot and realize there's people on the ballot that they don't know their names.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a popularity contest.
It is. Well, look at the November elections last year. Look at the publicity out there, and you hit it on the head. It's a popularity contest. Hillary never talked about issues. It was all about Hillary. If she'd have talked about issues and told the truth, she wouldn't. The only vote she would have gotten was hers and Bill's, Chelsea's.
She told the truth. She would have gone to jail, Jim.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Well, the unfortunate thing about that is she wouldn't have gone to jail because everybody seems to be that has any power is on her side.
Oh, I know.
Well, yeah. Then there's that.
Yeah, but you know,
so it's actually even worse than what we can even imagine.
Well, most people.
The other thing is, I wanted to see if you'd heard that Coos Bay now is you've got 1 in 16 chance of being either raped or assaulted. We're like number one in Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most of the time I stay at home, so that number does go down around nighttime.
Well, they should be giving out some sort of a trophy or something.
Well, I like it. I like it.
They just had a report that Coos County is now seventh in the state for opioid prescriptions. And so now we're beating Multnomah for, I guess, opioid drug use, I suppose.
Well, hey, it's nice to be number one, right?
Yeah.
At least for something. And have you heard anything about the new gun law where your neighbors, if your neighbors don't like you, they can call in and say you're a problem, and then the cops can come in and take your guns?
Oh, yes. I'm going to talk about that in detail next hour.
Okay, and the smoking, and if you smoke pot, they can take your gun.
Yeah, I'm kind of not addressing that because that's a little nebulous at this point. And, you know, everything I do, I try to base it on facts and common sense. And the way that thing's shaping up, I don't have sufficient amount of either to discuss it intelligently.
And it doesn't seem like there is any common sense anymore.
Well, there isn't. That's the problem. And, you know, the vast majority of voters don't pay attention until the election, and then they don't know what they're voting for. It's no wonder we've gotten into the situation we're in, and you got to give it to the Democrats. They're very good at using the media to exploit the ignorance of the voters. I want to say here, I didn't say stupidity of the voters. The voters are not stupid. But in many cases, they're ignorant, which means that they lack information. And the reason they lacked information is because we've got a bunch of lying Democrats and a bunch of corrupt media that tells them stuff they purported to be facts, but it's actually lies.
Right.
So, anyway,
thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. I do appreciate it. That music coming up in the background means we're at the top of the hour, and we're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, but we're also going to get some propaganda from the corrupt, lamestream media. So put on your brain filters. Try to survive it. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.